Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Governor Gavin Newsom used part of his news conference yesterday to clarify new guidance about private gatherings. On Friday, the state issued a recommendation that members of no more than three families could gather outdoors for no more than 2 hours at a time. Yesterday, the governor said it would be a mistake to consider that a green light.
Guidance doesn't mean go. In the past, we have seen when we put out guidance and we make it clear that the pace and the protocols related to seeing that guidance applied. That does not mean people should just now rush back to their original form as it relates to kinds of activities we've seen in the past, even modified activities. We want to caution against that. We are California, and we have values, and we have an approach, and we have a new frame of discipline, and we're going to be stubborn in terms of keeping people's health front and center and balancing all of these commensurate challenges as it relates to getting people back to work and addressing people's isolation and stress and anxiety and getting our kids back in in-person learning and the incredible importance that we place on all of that.
Governor Newsom says discussions will continue this week with the state's largest theme park operators about the safest way to reopen them. State Health Director Mark Gawley will make his weekly announcement about which counties are eligible to move to a less restrictive tier tomorrow. Has your rent gone up or down during the pandemic? That all depends on where you live in California. According to data from Firm RealPage, the tracks real estate trends, Cap Radio's Scott Rodd says rents have decreased for most in the Bay Area.
San Francisco and San Jose saw the biggest drop nationwide, down roughly 10 to 11%. California cities also topped the list for annual rent increases, with Sacramento and the San Bernardino Riverside metro area seeing a jump of roughly 4%.
Rent control features prominently in this year's election. Voters will weigh on a statewide rent control issue similar to one that failed in 2018. The Zog fire is now 99% contained. That word from Cal Fire comes a month after the wildfire broke out in Shasta County a month ago. The fire is blamed for four deaths. It's destroyed more than 200 structures, and it's burned more than 56,000 acres. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday praised the work of crews battling that wildfire and others throughout the state.
We're currently dealing with 14 major wildfire fires and or wildfire complexes. Some 12,000 firefighters. You saw those numbers north of 18,000 a few weeks back now, but 12,000 plus firefighters working to battle these historic fires here in the state.
Governor Newsom says the work is far from done and that forecasters are warning of more high winds and extreme temperatures starting Wednesday. Pacific Gas and Electric says 43 counties could experience potential power shutoffs. Cal Fire has seized PG&E equipment from an area near where the Zog fire broke out. That information was contained in a filing PG&E gave to the State Public Utilities Commission. An annual pumpkin weighing contest in Half Moon Bay has a new winner. A horticulture teacher in Minnesota raised a giant gourd weighing 2,350 pounds. Travis Ginger of Anoka, Minnesota says he spent a lot of his free time in the pumpkin patch in his backyard, watering his plants up to 10 times a day and feeding and fertilizing them at least twice a day. He drove the gargantuan gourd for 35 hours to see his hard work pay off at the 47th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off that took place in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo County on the coast side.